Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Lamed Beis, Megillah 32a, pagination 63, the final page of Maseches Megillah. We'll start on the previous page, however. So we're on Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, 31a, pagination 61, the fourth line of the page. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, the Mishnah described how we are supposed to lane sections that are appropriate for the Yomtif, for the holiday, as the designated Kriyas HaTorah. As the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe Esmo Adi Hashem Obnei Yisrael, Mitzvosan Shiyu Korin Kol Echad VeEchad Bizmano. The mitzvah is that you should have the public reading of the Torah apropos to the holiday of the day. Now, this concept is developed in the Gemara in a very important way, which is essentially the concept of the Parsha of the Week. And that is that not only do we consciously choose the portion for the holiday, and we're taking whichever section in the Torah is appropriate for the holiday, and we skip around, that's not a problem, that's exactly what we do. But it's also true that sometimes in the sequence of parshios throughout the year, with the goal of finishing on Simchas Torah, the parsha of the week is purposely designed to coincide to that time of year. And we'll give an example over here of the Tochacha, the rebuke that's found in the Torah, Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavo. And the Gemara maintains that it is purposely designed to coincide to a certain time of the year, namely before judgment time. Now, even though on the one hand one would think that before judgment time we should be all fun and fuzzy and upbeat, etc., so that it's a good omen, similar to the theme that we have on Rosh Hashanah night. But on the other hand, we'll see in the Gemara that Chazal maintained that if you discuss the klolos, if you discuss the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, before the Day of Judgment, then it's far more effective way of achieving a good judgment, because people are in the proper mind frame, they do teshuvah, and as a result, they're able to connect and effectively ask for a good year. Let's start with the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Pagination is 62. Counting up from the bottom, about 22 lines, I'm guessing. At the end of a line, the word Ezra. And this is a statement made by Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Ezra tiken lohem li Yisrael. Ezra, who was in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, made a legislation, Shiyukorin kololo shabetaras kohanim kodem atzeres, that we should read the section of Bechukosai Shavuos time, v'shebe Mishneh Torah kodem Rosh Hashanah, and Kisavo prior to Rosh Hashanah, my time a why? Amar Abaye v'yitim Rish Lakish k'dei shetich lehashanah v'kele lo seho, so that it should symbolically be that the year, the past year, and all of its problems, all of its curses, should be finished, and therefore the new year should start with brachos, with blessings. That's both symbolic, we're getting rid of all the klalos, we're done with you, we're turning our back to that, and it's a good omen for the new year. It's also a practical thing, because if people realize how judgments could go, then they take it seriously and they achieve a favorable judgment. It's very similar to studying for a test. If you don't appreciate what could happen if you fail, then you don't study well. But if you appreciate the importance of this, So in the right doses, not to induce panic, but in the right doses, it's effective. Bishlam Hashem Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says, I understand before Rosh Hashanah because it's a day of judgment, we know that. But what kind of judgment is Shavuos time? And the Gemara answers, Uva Atzeres al Peros Ha'ilon. Because Shavuos time were judged on the fruit of the tree, and perhaps symbolically the tree is not just physical trees, but it refers Kia Adam Eitz HaSada. There's some impact on Shavuos as well to humanity, to the person who's symbolized by a tree, and therefore that too is considered a Yom Hadin. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar further taught, Im Yomru Lecha Zikenim Stor V'Yeladim B'nei, if the elders, the people with life experience, tell you, do something negative, and the youthful ones say, no, build, do something positive, Stor, better to do the negative, to destroy. Va'al tivne, don't build the way the youthful one said. V'pnei shestiras zekeinim binyan, because people who are older with life experience and they say destroy, they say something negative, something that seems at face value to work against you, that's really binyan, that's really building. It's taking a step back in order to take many steps forward. U'binyan na'arim, but the youthful ones without life experience, when they say build, it's really stira, it's really destroying. This is a very profound concept. You have to know when to apply it. V'simin l'davar, if you want an example, Rechavam ben Shlomo. The example is Rechavam the son of Shlomo, a story brought in the book of Malachim, where he asked the elders, should I tax the people? And the elders said, go easy right now in the beginning of your reign. And he asked the youthful ones, the young ones without life experience, and they said, show what you're made of. You're starting off your monarchy, tell them you're going to tax them big. And he ended up losing much of the kingdom because he listened to the youthful ones and he came on harshly. The elders were giving him advice. They're telling him, you want a lot of money in taxes. You have ambitious plans. The way to achieve your ambitious plans of major taxation is take a step back, start easy, and then you'll be able to earn the trust of the people and you'll be able to do what you want to do. This is an example of what's being described. We're not talking about people elderly and therefore they don't have ambition. We're talking about elderly people who have life experience and they understand change. They understand all that, but they have life experience and they give advice. Similarly, presumably the connection over here is that Ezra is telling us it's the time of judgment. Read the klalos, read the rebuke. And somebody youthful would say, oh no, we want good omens, we want fuzzy things. But stiras zekeinim binyan. Ezra understood, if you tell people the rebuke, number one, you'll get that off the table. That's for last year. And now we could start the new year with blessing. And secondly, on a practical level, if people understand what's up at stake, then they're able to achieve greatness in judgment. Let's move on to the final statement of the Masechta, today's daf, Megillah Lamed Beis, 32a at the bottom, pagination 63. The last four lines, the Gemara quotes the thing that we mentioned from the Mishnah, that statement, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem b'nei Yisrael mitzvasen shiu korim oso kol echad ve'echad bizmano, that on holidays we read the proper section from the Torah appropriate for that holiday. And the Gemara tells us, not only do we read the section in the public Torah reading, But Tanu Rabbanan, we learned Moshe Tikin Lohem LeYisrael. Moshe made a legislation Shiushoalim V'Dorshim B'Inyano Shel Yom, that on a holiday we should expound with the topic of the day. Hilchas Pesach bePesach, Hilchas Atzeres bAtzeres, Hilchas Chag bChag. What's Pesach? We discuss Pesach. Shavuos, we discuss Shavuos. Sukkos, we discuss Sukkos. The joke, of course, is it's too late now. How do you bake your matzah? It's already Pesach. But the lesson over here is that besides learning the halachos before the yomtiv, on a practical level, a person is osuk, a person delves in to the holiness of the holiday on the holiday, and the greatest way to delve into its holiness is to tap in to Torah energy regarding that yomtiv. I'd like to point out one amazing thing over here in the final Rashi. Rashi tells us basic translation and explanation about this legislation of Moshe, that Moshe would teach them and wanted the children as well to follow in this procedure to learn the Yomim Tovim halachas on the Yomim Tovim, the holiday rules on the holiday. Rashi concludes with the following words: Lahodia chuke hoelokim v'torosav, to be aware of the laws of Hashem and Torah, v'kiblu v'kimu, and they accepted and observed sechar hamitzvahs aleihem, the reward of mitzvahs upon them, va'al b'neihem, and on their children, b'zeh uv'vah, in this world and the next. It's remarkable that Rashi words it v'kiblu v'kimu, which is the reverse of the statement in Megillas Esther, which was the topic of Maseches Megillah, kimu v'kiblu. It's the reverse order. But Rashi does that because when you're talking about Moshe and Torah and holidays of the biblical nature, it's na'ase v'nishma. Jewish people said, we will in the case of Torah, the Jewish people were kiblu vikimu. They accepted it upon themselves, and then they fulfilled it. Mazel tov on the completion of the Masechta, and we daven Hadrin Allah Maseches Megillah, that we be zoche to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Yeshe koach.